Zach Kalem Pach Zion Mishnah Dalat Hamakatam Mikulon Tepach Al Tepach Tamit. Somebody who cuts a tepach by tepach from any of the materials that we mentioned in the previous couple of Mishnah, Beged, Zach, or Mappet. And he prepared that tepach by tepach and trimmed it to be used for sitting. In such a case, it would be Makabel Tumas Medes. Even though the Shiurim we gave a Mishnah Beit is much larger than a tepach by tepach. We said for a Beged to become Tumas Medes, you need 3 Tzachim by 3 Tzachim. And for the other materials, you need an even larger shear. But the Mishnah tells us that's only if he didn't dafka prepare it and trim it to be used for sitting. In such a case, you need a larger shear. But in this case, that you cut a tepa by a tepa from any of those materials and prepared it and trimmed it to be used for sitting, in such a case, you do not need such a large shear. You only need a tepa by a tepa. And Chazal explained that the reason is because often a person will take a tepa by a tepa from some material and use it as a path to the saddle of a donkey and sit on that tepa by a tepa. So therefore, we see that a tepa by a tepa is sometimes used for sitting. So that's the amount that we need if you prepared and trimmed it for that purpose in order for it to be recoverable too much metal. Meshule akupa. Tepach al tepach tamit. Somebody who cuts a tepach by a tepach from the bottom of a basket and he prepares it and trims it for sitting. Such a case also, the share that is needed for it to be recoverable too much metal is a tepach by a tepach. Meshule akupa. Rabbi Shimon Mitarer, v'chachom emangrim, somebody who cut a tepach by a tepach of material from the sides of a basket and he prepared it and trimmed it for sitting, Rabbi Shimon holds that it's tar. The reason being that the material from the sides of a basket is not really fit for sitting on it since it's curved, so therefore it's not makabel tumas medres. While the Chachamim hold that any time you cut a tepach by a tepach of material, doesn't make a difference where you got the material from, even if you got it from the side of a basket. If you prepared it for sitting, it would be makabel tumas medres, even if it's only a tepa by a tepa. A worn out nafruch bar, two different types of seeds that were worn out and no longer fit to be used as a seed. So he prepared it to use it for sitting on it. Rabbi Kiva mitame. Rabbi Kiva hope. Now that he uses it for sitting, it's makabel tumas medres. While the chachamar mitar, unless he trims it and does some ma'aseh to it to show that he is using it for sitting. And since it was not originally made to be used for sitting, in order for it to be makabel tumas medres, you have to do some kind of ma'aseh, some kind of action to the kli that would make it right for yeshiva. Kisei shel katan sheyeshlo raglayim. Afal pi she'ein bo gavoa tefach tamid. A chair that's used by a child, and this chair has feet. Even if the feet are not a tefach high, it's still makabel tumas medres. Because even though a kisei of a gadol, in order for it to be makabel tumas medres, the raglayim would have to be a tefach high. But since this kisei is used by a katan, even though the raglayim are not a tefach high, it's still makabel tumas medres. Chaluk shel katan. A shirt that's worn by a small child. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Kosho. Rabbi Eliezer said that even if it's a very small size, it's not 3 tzvachim by 3 tzvachim, it's makabel tumas medres. Even though a beged that's worn by a gadol would have to be 3 tzvachim by 3 tzvachim in order for it to be makabel tumas medres, the shirt that's worn by a small child, no matter what size it is, it's makabel tumas medres according to Rabbi Eliezer. The chacham maimrim ad sheyivo kashir benimdad kav. Chacham said that a chalak shel katan is no different than a shirt worn by a gadol. It has to have the right shear for it to be makabel tumas medres. It would have to be 3 tzvachim by 3 tzvachim, and it has to be measured double, meaning to say, it has to be 3 tzvachim both in the front and in the back, meaning 6 in the length, 3 in the width, 6 by 3 in order for it to be makabel tumas medres.